You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, the Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm here with mortgage expert Sean Metter. What are some of the things to look forward to throughout our show this week?
Well, the New York market is booming right now, Teresa. We've had some fantastic weekends from the WCBS 880 AM station that advertises the Mortgage Radio Show. So whether it's New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, it seems like the phone lines have been lighting up left and right. So as we go through the show, you're going to hear articles in the news, results, reviews, trends, accolades, things that are going to pique your interest to want to call 855 on radio. The concept is we give you guys some good news. We try to motivate you to stop overpaying, find some relief, find some savings, put you in a better position, set you up for savings of today and savings of tomorrow. So there's a lot of cool stuff. We jam-packed this weekend. There's a lot of activity, a lot of things coming. The Fed meets in a couple of weeks. I don't want you guys dragging your feet and taking worse pricing than you can achieve today. The market's froze. It's closed. You can have a casual conversation about benefit. The company on the other end of the phone, they're called Network Capital. Now, the perks, they don't charge lender fees. They close so amazingly fast. They dominate fixed rate pricing. And then I think they're a great resource for communication and people that maybe don't have the prettiest situation. So throughout the show, utilize this number, have fun, talk some smack with my guys, let's put them to good work, and maybe before Aaron Rodgers officially moves into his New York property, you guys are already seeing the savings of your loan. The number, 855 on radio, that's 855 on radio.
Sean, you mentioned the perks, but you failed to mention what I think people consider the biggest perk, which is saving money. So how much are people saving on average who do the smart refi?
I mean, this is big. Okay, so before I'd say I got too deep into the show, if you would ask me back in the beginning days, we're at like, I don't know, 408 or 409 of these together. If you would have said like a month in or 2 months in, what do you think the average savings is? I probably would have pitched you $300-$400 because I would have felt in my heart that was accurate. But actually, it would have been almost double. So the average monthly savings for mortgage radio callers that dialed 855 on radio that did cash out primary residence, 720 and under credit, those families, they save $762 a month. So let's just take it for the year. Okay, let's say it only lasted a year. That's still $9,144 a year. Most likely they improved credit because they paid off debts. So they got credit enhancement, monthly savings, month off payments, escrow refund. They're living the good life. They're popping bottles with models. So hopefully you guys can get savings like this as well. I hope you guys, aren't stressing over the little things. Let's get you guys in a better program, one that fits you better for now and for down the road. The number to get the party started, it's 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
I like these metaphors this week. You got the popping bottles with the models. You got the party started. I don't know if y'all can tell, but I'm like 20 years older than Sean. So I'm really down to like, what is this family saving and how? Which is why I'm going to ask you to share recent results from one of our listeners. I want to hear how the smart refi looks with just one family in particular. Give us those numbers because that always gets the phone lines ringing.
Well, definitely. You could tell I had a really good week and a good weekend, so I had to come bring some heat. I love analogies and just talking some smack. I don't want to make it all about mortgages, you guys. I want you to stay tuned. So I got four results. One in Washington, D.C., one in New York City, New York, one in Houston, Texas, and the one I'm about to present to you. It's from Los Angeles, California. They listen to us on KFI6. 640 AM radio. You want monthly savings? You want to see credit enhancements? This one is massive. So let's rewind the clock. They started out by dialing 855 on radio. Before the call, they had a 3.125% interest rate fixed. So it's not like they were bleeding on the mortgage. Wait till you hear the problem. We're getting to it. They got an escrow refund. The next better payment is going to be in May. Closed in 13 business days. Cashed out and paid off $15,205 in credit card debts. Here's the big one. Cashed out and paid off almost $156,300 in personal loans. The personal loan payments are three times the house payment. That tells you that was the issue. So we unloaded all the debt. Everything that they had is now paid for free and clear. On top of this, since we were saving them so much, we tossed $65,910 and some change in cash out so they could do home improvements. Now, after all this debt elimination, after improving the credit, the month off the payments and the escrow refund, the monthly savings is $3,371. So check this. Okay, that's cool. That's huge. That's massive. That's more than you guys were expecting. But let's just say that was for me. That was my home, my situation. Technically, right now, I'm lucky enough to not need the monthly savings. Okay, maybe some people need the monthly savings, but for me, let's just pretend I didn't. I can continue the same amount that they were spending before the refinance, and in that scenario, the same amount is written on the check, I could have the home paid off in 8 years, 4 months. So I look at this like I have control of my mortgage. Do I want monthly savings? I got it. Do I want to pay it off faster by paying nothing differently? I can achieve that. That's why I love the terms of today. There's a lot of meat still left on the bone, a lot of benefit. This is a VA loan. The goal is get savings now, enjoy the monthly savings, and then streamline them, no cost. No appraisal, no proof of income, no reason the veteran's going to say no in just 7 months. So hurry up and make contact while rates are still attractive. The Fed's talking in 2 weeks of moving these a half a point. I don't want you guys missing out on the savings of today. The number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Great result. And let's talk about the Fed. I know you don't have a crystal ball. The MarketWatch.com posted a story rounding up the opinions of 7 economists and real estate pros on what to expect in the housing market this spring. Can you just summarize your thoughts, the thoughts of the experts, and why you think now is a good time to call 855 on radio?
Well, if you just look at the history of the Fed, like as a banker, okay, I started in 2005. Before 2005, I wouldn't trust my opinion because I wasn't involved. I didn't know enough about it. I wasn't there fielding the calls. But since then, I've been in the trenches with you guys. So since then, as a banker, I never knew what was going to happen. You knew the Fed meeting was coming, but you never knew what they were going to do. They never kind of, it was sealed. It was so quiet. Nothing leaked out. There was like New England Patriot territory, how they kept everything in-house. You never knew anything that was going on. In the last, I'd say, 18 months, maybe 16 months, the Fed has been so open. They tell us what they're going to do, and they stick to their word. They keep telling us we're going to raise rates by this amount. Every time, they haven't raised it by the exact amount, but they have raised the rates each time. Now, they're telling us they're going to raise these a half a percent. So when I hear that, I think, well, that offsets some people right now. Now, maybe the savings they had now, they won't have in the future. Maybe now you are approved, but then you won't be. So there's so many things that I want to talk to you guys about. We only have an hour program. Let's discuss this further. If you're worried about rates going up, because I'd say it's in the upper 90 percentile it's going to happen, then I want to talk to you about benefit today. Let's figure out what your best program is, what your options are. Are you guys spending money on entertainment? Do you have money left over at the end of the month? If the answer is no entertainment and no money left over, this is the service for you. This is going to definitely put you in the green and get you out of the red. The number for Network Capital, one of the number one ranked lenders. They have so many programs. I chose not to bring a rate this week. There's too many options. I'm not even smart enough to be able to tell you which one's the best for you until we hear your goals, what you're looking to do, and your true situation. Here's their number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
And if you're scrambling on your smartphone trying to look up reviews of Network Capital, that's exactly what I would be doing. And that's why every week on the show, we always share a few and we invite you to check them out. There are over 5,000 five-star reviews about Network Capital. And we just pull out a few each week because it gives you a sense of the customer service experience. We love this one from John Wang. He's out in New Jersey. He posted this review on the Consumer Affairs website. Listens to our show on the aforementioned WCBS 880 AM. He writes, "Great customer service from your company. Mr. Marcos Furman was very efficient and he sincerely answered my questions. He also made an effort to explain to my wife the pros and cons of this loan. I was also impressed by his professionalism and the attitude of Ms. Llewellyn. She helped greatly coordinate all the paperwork, providing the best customer service that I could get from the process. Thank you so dearly. It was a wonderful experience. Well, this was a wonderful review, don't you think? Big thanks to John Wang out in New Jersey, Marcos Furman, Llewellyn. They appreciate it. Do you know anything about his story and how much he was able to save?
Yeah, Marcos is an up-and-coming superstar out of the Florida branch, for one. Another thing is Llewellyn seems to be dominating when it comes to processing. She finished first last month. She's on track to do it again this month. I'm working with her on 4 purchases that I got called on last minute. I don't know why I'm everyone's last, save the day option. We should be the first prime option. Our pricing's better. Our turn times are better. We have no lender fees. I seem to always get called in the 25th hour when we have to save the day. I can make this a lot less stressful if we're your first choice. But let's go back to this deal. Let me tell you guys what Marcos did for Mr. Wang. Now, cashed out and paid off $12,000 in credit card debt. Cashed out almost $11,400 for cash on hand. By doing this refinance, they were able to save $529 a month, $6,350 per year. Now, the goal is use the month off the mortgage and the escrow refund to fund a quick vacation. So we're in that time of the year. A lot of Romeo stuff's going on. A lot of families want to save money, enjoy the month off the payments, put the escrow refund either back to principal reduction, towards an investment, towards fixing something up in the home. A lot of cool ideas. We're going to discuss that when we hit trends and other things that are going to pique the curiosity. But I want you guys to make contact. There's some cool things with FHA, new programs, new guidelines. Seems like fast, easy results are pouring in out of Network Capital, so I'm thrilled, I'm pumped. I hope you guys utilize the service. A lot of action out there in New York this week. I know my Lakers are in town, big game tomorrow. I know the Knicks have some momentum, the Lakers got momentum. It'd be even better to have LeBron playing, but I'm pumped. We're in town, let's rock and roll, let's make it happen, you guys. Utilize this service at 855 on radio.
Okay, I love that story about Mr. Wang, and you mentioned he was able to pull out $11,000 in cash. Many of you might be thinking, oh, I could use a little bit of cash right now. How fast can you get it? What are some other good reasons to get a cash out refinance? We're going to look at all that plus more on FHA loans. Stay with us.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. Earlier in the show, we were talking about cash. A lot of people doing cash out refinancing. We read a review from John Wang out in New Jersey. He got, about $11,000 cash out just to have on hand. So a couple of questions I had for you. One, how fast can you get your cash? Because I don't know, I'd be wondering that. And two, let's talk about a CBS News report. They wrote about 3 reasons to get a cash out refinance. So why are people getting cash out? How fast can you get it?
Well, to answer your first part, the why. Why are people pulling cash out? Because it makes sense. If you think about it, credit card rates are in the 20s. Personal loans are in the 20s, 30s, 40s. You have people doing hard money. They're doing these bad loans. Bad loans are popping up everywhere. So people are trying to escape and find savings. Now, the second part, how quick? Well, the fastest we're allowed to do these because of state laws on a primary is 10 business days. So you should expect the cash maybe within 24 to 48 hours, depending on if you ask for wire transfer or if you wanted a cashier's check. I choose wire transfer. It's faster. It's easier. Boom, done. Money's in the bank account. You feel like you're balling. But there's all kinds of reasons right now. And I think a lot of people are expecting rates to go up. and they're expecting values to come down. They feel like they're going to have less availability. Think of it like you have this open credit card right now, but they're going to cut the limit here soon, which is not going to put you in a position to, you know, maybe have availability. Maybe that puts you in a tougher spot. I believe on knowing the issues coming and utilizing the savings of today. Like, some people want to save the equity for when they sell. I choose to use the equity while I need it in the need of the now, and today is when most of you need the savings. Now, let's go over to CBS, okay? They had a couple good articles this week. Now, one thing I liked on here is they gave reasons to refi. One of the paragraphs I like is they said, with a mortgage refinance, you can get a new loan to pay off your old one, thereby leaving you with the new terms of the new mortgage. Doing so could potentially lower your mortgage rate, depending on current market conditions versus those at the time you took out your initial mortgage, or help you make changes like lengthening or shortening the term of your mortgage. Now, one option is to get cash out refinance loan, where you replace your old mortgage loan with a larger loan based on the equity that you build up in this property. The extra amount above your previous mortgage balance can be used as cash. Now, typically, you should borrow up to 80% of your home's value in a cash out refi. So if your home has gone up in value during the real estate boom that we just experienced, then I think you guys should definitely take advantage. If a cash out refinance sounds beneficial for your personal financial situation, then start exploring your options with a company called Network Capital. They have a plethora of programs for easy access to cash. Most people want it to be fast. They want it to be easy. They don't want lender fees. They want it like really in the most effortless plan of attack. And I believe that outfit, that combination is Network Capital. So if you want to see how much is available for your family, call our friends over at Network Capital. The phone number, 855 on radio. Remember, no lender fees. They can have it done this month. If you close here in the month of March, your next payment's not until May. Have fun for the month of April. Here's their number, 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Now, I'm going to let you in on a little something, okay? A little personal something about my husband, who I may have mentioned once or twice, is a Little League coach. And I don't know where you're hearing this. We're on across the country, but perhaps Little League has started in your neighborhood. My husband is very much the money ball guy. This guy cares about numbers and data. When he is watching 8, 9, 10-year-olds try out, he's got numerical scores. He's got algorithms. He's got spreadsheets. You know, he cares. And he, when we did our refinance with Network Capital, he told me, I love these guys. These guys really know what they're doing, and he's very, very exacting. So I want to review this again, because forget who looks good on first. Let's look at on-base percentage. Let's look at how much money is Network Capital saving people. That is the stat that matters. So over the years, you and I have been doing this show over 400 episodes. What is the average savings? How much money per month are people saving who call 855 on radio?
I think your husband should be a consultant for the Little Leagues across the country, because I agree. I'm a stat guy, too. I think right there the Mets should reach out. The Yankees should reach out. I know he's a Phillies fan. So if you guys are Philly fans tuning in on WCBS 880, hit up my man Dan. You guys are going to be shocked. The guy knows his numbers. Now, when you ask, how much is the average savings? Okay, so like there was actually a higher number. One thing I haven't explained too well to you guys, I've dropped a couple hints. The number we tell you guys isn't the actual number. We took a percent off the top because we wanted to feel more comfortable advertising an average savings. So we took a confidence factor. After doing the math from January 1st to April 20th of last year for people that dialed 855 on radio, they pulled cash out, primary residence, 720 and under credit. Let's say used all but maybe up to $9,000 in cash in hand after paying the debts. Those families, they saved $762 a month, which is massive. I wish it had a comma in it. That would really make my day. But the average savings was $762. Now, after they did that math, credit card rates have gone up almost 4%. Personal loans have become easier to get. More families have made those mistakes. I believe if we ran the numbers just here in 2023, even though mortgage rates went up, I think the average savings has skyrocketed. I see the deals. I see the numbers. I use them on the results every week. Most of these are always far greater than 762. But if you like 700 savings per month, if you like fixing credit, if you like it to be easy and not be charged lender fees and have good communication, and then when the market drops, guess who comes a-calling? Network Capital believes on as the market improves, so does your payment. Most lenders, when rates drop, they disappear. It's a ghost town, tumbleweed kind of mentality. I'm not trying to get you guys to sign up for that. I want savings today, savings tomorrow, happy, you know, in and out results. If you care about things like that, call Network Capital. They're standing by for action. You could get up to $9,000 of average savings this year. Here's their number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
I guess what I'm asking is, are you 100% certain as you're listening to this that you are in the best possible mortgage situation that you could be in? Because if you're not 100% sure, I don't know why you wouldn't make this call and avail yourself of a no-cost benefits analysis. In other words, for no cost to you, they take a look, they find out if you can save any money, and on average, they've been saving people $762 a month. In a second, I'm going to have a trick question for you, Sean. But first, I'm going to give you that number. Mortgage bankers are standing by live. The number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO. If you're interested in that average savings of $762 a month. Now, my trick question. You know that I have boys. They play the Little League. You know all about it. I bore you with it every week on and off the air. But I do not have girls, but I want to ask you this. If I wanted to buy a couple of boxes of Raspberry Rally cookies, Girl Scout cookies right now, with my $762 savings, if what I wanted to do with my monthly savings was buy some boxes of Raspberry Rally Girl Scout cookies, how many boxes could I buy for $762?
I mean, that's incredible, but I can tell you this right now, like, you know, I don't even know how much these things are. I'm not a raspberry guy, but I'd imagine these things are going through the roof. Our engineer was telling us all about these things earlier, but I do know $762. I better be getting delivered in a dump truck with how many cookies are coming. If you're showing up in a on a compact car, I know there's a problem. That math is fuzzy, but I really got to tell you guys, there's savings. It's going to be far greater. It's just to give you a tease, we'll get to these. Teresa's definitely going to swing back to these, but I can tell you the savings coming before you dial 855 on radio. I got a $1,695 a month coming. I got a $1,912 zinger coming down the pipeline. And then I got one where we're shortening term for $1,003 a month. Like, across the board, people are getting savings. I hope you guys all put this to good use. Have fun while you're doing it. The number, 855 on radio.
Okay, we're going to get to one of those results, but first I got to tell you, I have not tried one of these cookies, but the Orlando Sentinel, as of this recording, says they're selling on eBay for $200 a box. So apparently they're like thin mints, only raspberry. Is your result going to be as delicious as this?
I don't think I could beat that. I mean, $200 for some cookies?
Yep.
I mean, and they don't make you all fuzzy? Okay. I mean, that's impressive. But, okay, let's hook up this guy. Okay, you can tell we're having a fun week, you guys. This is a listener to the Mortgage Radio Show, Washington, D.C., WMAL 105.9 FM. Now, before he called, he had a 3.25. So I'm not bringing you guys people with 10% rates here. These are all low rates. I wanted to have that as the theme. 30-year fix to better 30-year fix. Got an escrow refund. Next better payments May. Closed in 13 business days. Cashed out and paid off $144,900 in credit card debts. By doing this, they got a fresh start. By paying off the debts, they got a credit enhancer. By contacting Network Capital at 855 on radio, they were able to achieve $1,695 in savings, $523,000 over the life of the loan if they never touch this again. We all know they will. Rates will perform better in the future. Savings today, savings tomorrow, no lender fees, quick close. That's what's up. And for these reasons, I think it's time for you to place the phone number of 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Stay with us when we come back. More on why this is an FHA loan market. And if you've tasted a Raspberry Rally, please call. I need to hear all about it. We'll be.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855-ON-RADIO for more information and details.
Welcome back. This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm still Teresa Strasser. I'm still with my co-host and mortgage expert, Sean Metter. And as always, we are talking about Network Capital and how they can save you, on average, $762 a month. But what's it like? Is it shady? Is it creepy? Do you not like it after you're done? Well, personally, I can tell you, in the past couple of years, I've done two refis with them and using my married name. So it's not like they knew it was Teresa Strasser from the radio. No, I got a long Polish name. It's got a lot of consonants. I married into it. Nobody knew it was me. I had a phenomenal experience. I did a refi on my home and an investment property, and I saved much more than that average number of $762 a month. But one of the reasons I have loved working with Network Capital over the years is because I believe they are fair. And that's why there are over 5,000 five-star reviews about Network Capital online. The communication is easy. It's not like a bank where they work 9 to 5. You can contact somebody in the evening. You can contact somebody on a Sunday. You have people's cell phone numbers. And as Sean's always telling you, they don't charge you fees. Now, earlier we talked about the Girl Scout cookie situation. Okay, major vig going on with these. There's this new flavor. I think they're called Raspberry Rally. Everybody's gone insane for them. I think what Girl Scouts charge you $5 a box, and these things are going on eBay for $200. But that's not what happens at Network Capital. What kind of fees do they upsell you, Sean? What's the secret? How are they making their money? How are they doing it?
Well, here's the thing. Like, at the end of the day, they're servicing these loans, so the money's actually in the collecting of the interest. So instead of charging you guys a bunch of like origination and rate lock and admin and processing fees, they believe in actually going down on the fees. Like, I remember back in, was that 2012? It was either the last month of 2012 or first month of 2013. They pulled us all in a room. They told us, we're going to lower our interest rates, lower our margins. We're going to remove the lender fees. It's going to get more competitive. And man, were they right. That would not work in today's market. Customers are too competitive. There's too much availability and options out there. So I love that Network Capital does not charge lender fees. So let me package that up better. Okay, you could choose to buy down the rate. If you want to buy it down, so be it. They get you a better rate and lower payment. But when we talk lender fees, we're talking the add-ons, rate lock, admin, processing. The big one to skip, do not pay origination. That one's silly. You could avoid that at all costs. But I like Network Capital because of the aggressive fixed rates, because of the no lender fees, because of the quick turnaround time, and the willingness to redo this as rates get better. We all know it's going to get better. It's just, how much are they going to get better and when? So what we're trying to do is wait out the storm with savings. A lot of families are going to choose to bleed their savings, sell stock, use retirement funds just to stay afloat right now and then refinance in the future. I recommend you're going to refinance in the future regardless. Take the savings today, keep the money into your pockets, utilize Network Capital's money or your equities money, and go from there. Call Network Capital. Let's have this conversation. If you want to talk about, should you do low rate? Should you do rate at par? Should you do a free rate? Should you go with a term extension, term reduction? All these questions can be answered in one simple call at this number, 855-ON-RADIO.
People are happy. People are thrilled. People like Elaine, she's out in Fort Collins, Colorado. We don't air there, but somebody who heard our show out of Phoenix on KTAR wrote down the number and thought, my friend could use some help. The number, 855-ON-RADIO. Maybe you have a friend like that. Maybe they're drowning in a little bit of debt, but they own their home and there is a way out. So let me share Elaine's review. She posted it on the Consumer Affairs website. She writes, great experience with Network Capital. I just closed my refi 3123. Rosa Rodriguez and Debbie Klaber were instrumental in making my refi work. They went above and beyond my expectations to make this happen. They were very understanding of my needs and worked hard for me. I'm very pleased with these ladies, who are knowledgeable and a pleasure to work with. Great team. Well, Debbie, Rosa, they sure do appreciate Elaine out in Fort Collins. What do you know about Elaine's story? Was she, I assume, walking around with a lot of credit card debt?
Oh, I always build the hype of Debbie. Every time she walks past our section, we all try to lift her spirit. She's one of the fan favorites in the building. Rosie Rodriguez, I've known since 2012. She's awesome. She's amazing on the phone. The girl handles business. She's in the top five right now. We got two of the ladies. You will hear a ton about the two names, Rosie Rodriguez and Chandler Kyle. Be ready. Watch out. I am all for the ladies. I always root the ladies on. I try my best to make sure that they beat the fellas. So if you get Rosie or Chandler or Amanda on the phone, these are maybe the top three for next month. Be ready, guys. It's a changing of the guard. The ladies are taking over. So let's go over the benefit for Elaine from Fort Collins. Cashed out, of course, paid off $36,704 in credit card debt. The loan saves $445 per month, $5,340 per year. The goal was to use the month off the mortgage, use the escrow refund to clean up some collections. Now, we had to go below market on this deal to make the make the debt to income work. If we went with a standard market rate, she wouldn't have qualified. Too much debts compared to the income. And this is one of the perks of working with a direct lender. Now, we told you guys, average savings is $762 a month. Like, I was like, wonder what some expenses are around $762. I thought the average grocery bill was going to be in the thousands, so I pulled the stats while we were in break. $482 a month is the average what New Yorkers are paying for their food and grocery bill. I don't believe that. I think it's far greater, but online they're saying $482. New Jersey, you guys are spending $343.67 per month. This savings of the loan would leave you with $400 extra and pick up the bill on the groceries. Pennsylvanians, you guys are spending $401 a month on your groceries. This would leave you with well over $300 after us picking up the grocery bill. So think of this. What would you do with $762 a month of savings? Where would you put that money? Would you put it back to the mortgage as principal reduction? Would you put it in savings? Would you invest it? Would you fix up stuff in the home? Would you just live a better life? A lot of questions. Let's discuss. Here's the number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Now, moving on a little bit, I want to talk about FHA because, confession, when I first started doing this show, I sort of pretended I knew what an FHA loan was, but kind of didn't. So you've been telling me that right now is an FHA market. Can you dumb it way down for people like me who don't really understand what it is? Just give me the most elementary version and tell me why you like it for right now.
I mean, there's never a time where I would put a higher percentage of people into an FHA loan than right here, right now. Here's why. FHA has a great interest rate, but then they charge this thing called MIP. Most people call it PMI. FHA people change the name. Not sure if it's to distract you away from it, but it's called mortgage insurance premium. So it's an added interest rate or added insurance on top of what you're usually paying. But you go so low on the rate that a lot of times you're interested in it. The perfect thing about FHA is when you have low credit, high risk, like high loan to value or high debt to income, it allows you to finally get approved. So for years, if you were under 660 credit, high loan to value, high debt ratio, FHA was the product for you. But the tides have turned. FHA came in and just reduced the monthly mortgage insurance premium by like 30-some percent. Instead of being charged one number, it's a fraction of that. More families are taking advantage of it. It's an FHA market. We're dominating. It was great for purchases for people that didn't want to put 5% down. You can get in with 3.5% down. So a lot of people buy a home, FHA, get in with the least amount down, work on their credit, improve the scores, and then from there switch to conventional. It's usually how the story begins for the average person. So if you've been wondering what the new FHA pricing would look like for your family, now's a great time. If you've been recently turned down because of debt to income, this might make it finally get approved. I have so much to discuss, so many exciting things to tell you. Call and let's have this conversation with our bankers at 855 on radio.
I'm hoping we have time to share another recent result.
Oh, absolutely. Let's go. You know, let's go to New York City. This is one of the coolest names I've ever had as a customer. So, I mean, it was all one word. It looks like Duke Urban. You know, I'm not a Duke fan. I'm a North Carolina fan. But I saw Duke Urban, and I go, you know, I got to hook up Duke Urban. Wherever he's at in this world, I might never meet another Duke Urban. So we went 30-year fix to 30-year fix. Got him an escrow refund. Next better payments in May. Closed in 16 business days. Cashed out. Paid off 50 $15,000 in credit card debts, cashed out almost $30,000 for home improvements, got a fresh start, got the credit enhancer. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, how bad was their rate? Was it 25%? What was their rate? 4%. So it wasn't the greatest rate, but 4% in normal times would be wonderful. You guys would be pumped. They went up in interest rate. We went to 5.375. Most of you are like, whoa, why would you go up in rate? Well, I'll go up in rate every single time if I'm going down in payment, especially when the payment went down $1,912 a month. So if they ride this out for 30 years, they would save $610,000 in the higher rate market that we're in right now. You know they're going to refinance in the future. But if they didn't, it'd still be $600,000 worth of savings. They listen to us on the Mortgage Radio Show, New York City, New York, WCBS 880 AM Radio, another Eastern Pennsylvanian calling into 855 on radio. Now it's your turn. It's your chance. You keep hearing everybody saving money. You're hearing that it's easy, it's efficient, it's fast, it's rewarding. Now it's time for action. Here's their number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
When we come back, we are going to talk about trends. What are the callers asking for? And of course, we don't have the raspberry rallies. Obviously, that's a big trend. We're talking about in the mortgage industry, but it's just as delicious. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show. The show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. So far, none of y'all have called with a report on these raspberry rallies, so I don't think anyone can get their hands on these $200 Girl Scout cookies, but I will say that if you need that kind of dough to purchase those cookies on eBay, one way to get it is to save money on your mortgage. Average savings for folks who utilize the smart refi at a company called Network Capital, $762 a month. These cookies are going for about $200 on eBay, so you can't really get that many. But look, if you want to save over $9,000 a year, and it's very easy to do, I have personally done multiple refinances with this company. Let me give you the number, take it down, see if they can help you. What do you have to lose? It's fast, and it costs you nothing for them to take a look at your situation. See if they can help you. The number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio. And just to repeat it, because we can't say it enough, on average, people are saving $762 a month. Now, sometimes people have a different interest. Sometimes people want to shorten the term of their loan, just get out of Dodge fast, or just own their home free and clear. That's the case with John. He's out in Hillmar, California, listens to our show out of our San Francisco station, KSFO, and I wanted to share a review, one of over 5,000 five-star reviews that he posted. He writes, "My awesome experience started when I called Network Capital Funding, and within 30 seconds, I was talking to a banker named Justin, who turned out to be the same person I talked to until my loan was approved within 2 hours. I was expecting to be transferred around within their company and repeating myself again and again. That did not happen. It took Justin and his team 26 days, which included weekends and a holiday, to originate and close my loan. Wow. Because I am self-employed, other lenders have always taken between 45 and 90 days to close my loans. So if you need a home loan, give them a call. You will be very happy and impressed with their service. I must also mention that I spoke to several lenders, and Justin gave me the best rates and the lowest fees. Thank you, Justin." How much do you love this, John? You're the coolest out in Hillmar, California. I'm glad that you hooked up with Justin on that first phone call when you heard our show, when you dialed 855. 5-5 on radio. And I'm glad you weren't transferred all around here and there and everywhere. I mean, there is nothing worse than getting caught in some kind of voicemail jail. You can't get to a human being. That does not happen at Network Capital. And of course, because I'm nosy, I asked you to look into the situation, and all I see from your notes is that John, unusual these days, wanted to shorten the term of his loan. What else do you know?
Well, he did shorten the term. He wanted to use the month off the mortgage and escrow refund to fix up his rental properties. The real goal was converting him from a hard money loan into a conforming loan. This was kind of what's called a setup loan, okay? This is definitely not what's going to wow the crowd and wow the customers. John followed the exact game plan. So we told him to run this route at this yard line, turn around, boom, I'm going to deliver the pass. So the strategy was convert them into this one, use these things to tie up some loose ends, and then we want in 6 months redo this loan into a different type of program, because then the credit score is there, the loan to value is there, the debt to income's there, the lack of debts are there. So across the board, we had a game plan. He's going to follow it. I'm going to circle back to this one in the future. So remember, John from Hilmar, California. I mean, I've never heard of Hilmar. He's probably the only guy I'm ever going to hear from Hilmar. So you guys should be able to remember this one. I can't wait to circle back to it. But at the end of the day, if you like fast and easy results, if you don't want to be charged lender fees, it's a massive advantage. When you're a direct lender, you have amongst the fastest turn times. When you're a direct lender, you have amongst the lowest rates. I've been doing a ton of purchases. This is allowing my people to, one, close ahead of the time, two, to already have the breath of fresh air to not worry in the 25th hour that they're going to get the home or lose the home, and three, less money to closing. Less is more in a lot of ways. Less paperwork is a better strategy. Less money to closing, better strategy. Less utilization of your equity with wasteful things like fees, better strategy. So if you like what I'm talking about, here's your opportunity. Call people like Justin P. Johnson at 855 on radio. Network Capital standing by, fast and efficient at 855 on radio.
Now, one way to spend that average savings of $762 a month, well, Veselka. I don't know why we've been talking about Veselkas. This is like a Ukrainian diner in New York. People have been calling and telling us about the pierogies. For some reason, we've been getting tons of calls in New York, which we love, which we appreciate. Of course, I'm half Ukrainian, so I appreciate a pierogi. I've been to Veselkas. I love it. And it's fun when people call and tell us, hey, when you guys come to New York, here's where you should go. My husband loves the Peter Luger, about the pecan pie. But where else have people been telling you to go?
Well, Peter Luger's best strip steak in the United States. There's two strips I'll do. Beyond that, I'll never do a strip. It's Angelo's Steakhouse in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And the number one is by far Peter Luger's. Now, I got to tell you, the New Jersey customers have been the ones hooking me up with food and some items. Now, I don't believe the number earlier on their average groceries. Like, I've been there. The amount of food that I eat when I'm up there, it's gone in hours. But the number one spot was something called 15 Fox Place in Jersey City. Another one, they're claiming this one to be the go-to. Cafe 2825 in Atlantic City. We've also heard something about Di Paolo's Italian Restaurante in Penns Grove. They're hyping this one up tremendously. Something about the chef's hand-cut, gnocchi. It's a ricotta gnocchi. I love gnocchis, okay? I'm big into it. But those are your big three. Those are the top three. But I can tell you this, it comes with a big price tag. So you're going to need the savings. $762 average savings should pick up that bill. If you guys need some other stuff, keep calling us. We're going to keep filling you in on that New York, New Jersey market. I told you earlier, my Lakers are in town battling the Knicks. Knicks are red hot. Lakers, red hot. The New York, New Jersey, Eastern Pennsylvania market, red hot. It's baseball season. I believe Aaron Rodgers is coming to town, you guys. I'm not afraid to say it out there. I know he's looking at homes. I know he's looking at doing a purchase there in the area. Be ready to have him join the Jets. But while we're on air, I want you guys to call Network Capital. Let's talk about benefit. Let's see if you can save a number that has a comma in it. That's $1,000 or higher. If you don't like lender fees, if you like quick closings, if you like the willingness to redo the loan, and you don't want to wait till the Fed raises rates, here's your shot. Call this number. 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Well, let's just say you took yourself down to Peter Luger's, you had yourself some strip steak, and maybe you overspent, maybe you're in a little bit of a bad situation. Let's just say, look, let's be realistic. It's not just people living beyond their means. Sadly and horrifically, a lot of the reason people are in, you know, have credit problems is because they've had unexpected medical bills, etc. So let's talk about folks who might have bad credit right now. What can they do to get a home loan or to get a good refi?
Well, there's seven programs on the mortgagereports.com. They talked about home loans for bad credit, seven options in 2023. Now, they said, are there home loans for bad credit? Home buyers are often surprised by the range of bad credit home loans available today. Many lenders will issue government-backed FHA and VA loans to borrowers with credit scores starting at 580. Some lenders even offer FHA loans with a credit score as low as 500, though this is far less common. Now, with a credit score above 600, your options open up even more. Conventional mortgages require only 620 to qualify, and with a score of 680 or higher, you could apply for just about any loan that exists. Now, here's the ones that are going to be quite common for people that want to put a little bit down and they don't have the best credit. Number one most utilized is FHA, actually. So on that one, you could do 3.5% down and you could have low credit. VA, you could put nothing down. Okay, you could have low credit. USDA, you could put nothing down. Conforming loans, we have products as low as 3% down. Home Ready, I love. If you got damaged credit and don't make the most income, Home Ready is boom, and we crush that product. Another one is Home Possible. On that one, you could put as little as 3% down. And then here's the big one. There's these non-QM loans. You could do bank statement loans. You could do these DSCR programs. There's all kinds of availability. So if you're self-employed, if you have a ton of cash flow, but your tax returns don't look as pretty, or your credit score has a blemish or two, it's okay. We'll find you the right product. We'll get you into a better one in the future. All we need now is to get you in the home or get you some savings, and then we'll talk about the future real soon. Here's their number. Let's have that conversation about benefit. Network Capital standing by. They have so many programs. I chose not to give you an exact interest rate because so many people are getting funneled into so many different directions. Let's find out which rate and which program is the best for your family. Here's their number. 855 on radio.
And speaking of family, this is a family-run business. It's been like a family to me. I've been proud to have been associated with this company for, I think, about 8 years now. And I want to get to that in a minute before we go, because I want you to tell people about Network Capital so they can know it's a company they can trust. And by the way, you know what? I just want to say this. We have sounded, I think, pretty darn good for a while, even though during the pandemic, I was in my closet in one state. You were somewhere in another state. So just a big thank you, speaking of people who do their job well, Bill Truesdale out in Tustin, California. He's been mixing our show at Audio Vision Productions. He's been in this game for over 45 years. We always sound good, so a big thank you. And of course, Network Capital would only hire the best because they are the best. So before we go, what do you want people to know about this company and how they've managed to stay in business so long?
And no one's as cool as you, Teresa. So, you know, I think one thing I like about Network Capital is the lifestyle brand. They really care about doing a good job. They're one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com, top 30 financial service company in the nation, over 5,000 five-star reviews, over 20 years in the business. They adapt to any type of market. I really believe the no lender fees, the quick close, the willingness to redo it, the working the weird hours, being available on the weekend, and really just being the decision maker, that is such a huge asset in this market. So regardless of your situations, you guys, let's have a conversation. I hope and pray every one of you gets savings at this number, 855 on radio.
Once again, average savings $762 a month. We hope it's even more for you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks again to our audio engineer, Bill. For Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser. We will be back next week.